Gavin Guile, I want to know your plan. I want to know how you define victory so that when, against all odds, you achieve it, it tastes like water in the mouth of a drowning man.
But that sounds like something bad.
You're many things, Gavin Guile, but you're neither credulous nor stupid. You've got some plan.
And now that you've threatened me at length, in what insane world would I tell you about it?
This one.
Clearly you think so. The point is that you need to convince me of that.
If you don't tell me, I kill you. Right now.
Well, that isn't very creative of you.
Brutality oft accomplishes what creativity cannot.
I see that.
I don't want to hear another word out of you unless
you really must.
That counts as another word. And don't you dare tell what I must or must not do. I will not tolerate another interruption. Test me on this. One word out of turn.
She leveled a flat gaze at the man who had made satraps and colors tremble, and he saw that she hoped he would test her.
You should have seen yourself just now, Gavin Guile. In fact, perhaps you should see yourself. But I see no mirrors here. Why, you know, I know a torturer who claims that he can pluck out an eye with the sinews still attached, and that a man can be made to see his own face. Ought we try?
A snake turned over in Gavin's guts. But he felt that fear he'd felt in the war when he'd have to face drafters who'd broken the halo, who stared at him with eyes full of desperation that told him they might do anything. He remembered a man holding a burning slow match in his hand, sparking and spitting, as he sat in the middle of camp on a barrel full of powder, quietly, absently singing, while Dazen and 400 men crowded into a little cave, hiding from his elder brothers passing patrols. None of his men could leave without alerting Gavin's troops and dooming them all, but if the madman moved that slow match to the powder, most of them would certainly die. Gavin, then Dazen, had talked his way out of that, carefully and with no magic.
I'm sure I would be quite a sight for a sore eye.
Her eyebrow twitched, but she didn't smile.
By which I mean, no thank you.
So the question is simple, Gavin Guile. But I am no simpleton to be taken in by your breezy charm and a smile that once weakened Hymens for 10 leagues around. Tell me less than the full truth, and you will die. Tell the full truth, and I will do all I can to make your victory almost impossible, but totally empty. What say you?
I say you're fucking insane, and I'm going to ram a sharpened spoon through the side of your neck. So you want me to tell you my plan so you can make it nearly impossible, but not quite impossible.
And then I will do all I can to make it an empty victory once you achieve it. You see, I believe in you, Gavin Guile. Perhaps your time in the galley has dulled your wits. Let's say your dream is to father a line of satraps and prisms and colors. I'll let you leave here alive rather than kill you, but I'll cut off one of your testicles and crush the other. You'll live thinking perhaps you can still father sons. And if you do, on your deathbed, I'll let you know I've gelded your son. Do you understand now?
You seem to be angry with me for some reason.
You are really quite charming. I see why you get your way. But not here, Gavin. I'm waiting.
How about you show me yours and I'll show you mine? I don't even know why you hate me.
That's a lie.
Everything's a competition with you, isn't it? It's all about will, and Gavin Guile is will incarnate. Is that what you think? Is that how you see the world? Even broken in a cage, you think that if you act like the bars are nothing, they will be nothing. Perhaps that was true once. You're not the prism anymore, Guile. You're a husk. You're a broken galley slave is all. Just another man demanding my surrender. Do you know what your weakness is, former prism?
Women. Especially glamorous women. A woman who knows how to not just wear a ball gown, but really own it, is rarer than hailstone. And fit women. And women with an ample bust. Or slender women. Let's not forget intelligent women. You can't dismiss the value of a wicked mind in the bedchamber, or one woman who's all of that and more.
Kevin's heart ached suddenly, under a stupid grin mask.
Put your hands up on the bars.
Gavin did.
Spread your fingers.
Not a good sign. But she was standing back far enough that he could certainly snatch his hand back before she could reach out and hurt him. He did it.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
1.
1.
Irene pointed to his little finger on his left hand.
I'm going to give you a choice that I think will demonstrate to you your real weakness.
I admit, when I have to count beyond 10, if my toes are in boots, I do have trouble.
Here is your choice, Gavin Guile.
Or Holum have mercy. She said his name so many times it was driving him crazy.
It's like she knows.
Would you prefer to have the word fool tattooed across your face in as big of letters as we can fit? Or would you prefer to lose your little finger? Your choice.
That's a terrible test. It doesn't even remotely show what you think it shows.
You say one more word other than finger or tattoo, and I'll have you suffer both.
She was going to say he was being vain if he chose to lose the finger, that vanity was his weakness. But what army in the world would follow a man with fool etched across his face? He had hurdles enough to overcome with the loss of his drafting to try to lead. A constant humiliation would make leadership impossible. There would be no covering such a thing. Gavin had seen people who tried to cover unfortunate tattoos. It would make an even bigger joke out of him. He looked down the hallway where a pair of servants stood, looking through the open door, watching for any sign from Lady Malargos.
My name is Gavin Guile, and my father will give a fortune to ever report my presence here. My father is Andros Guile. Any who aid in this torture will pay the price.
As soon as he started shouting, the servants panicked. They didn't immediately see Irene's sign to slam the door. For his part, Gavin sank to the floor, tears leaking from his eyes.
Maybe not cracked ribs. Maybe fully broken.
What the hell was that?
That was me giving you the finger.